Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Good evening. Welcome to another Wednesday of Girls Talk Radio. We'll kind of progress and move things along a little faster tonight. Hopefully we can get some grounds covered, and hopefully we can lock in at least two or three races tonight. We're going to jump on into the program tonight, and I guess the big question everyone has or whatever is this race between Area 51 and El Amin. Like, will this ever happen this year, or will this race happen this year? I know it's kind of early, but we can kind of just throw the topic out there and kind of see what kind of reviews, whatever, we can get back on it to kind of see. Maybe someone can kind of chime in and tell me what kind of outcome this race would be if it was to take place. We got one person with the hand, because we're going to go on and open the mic up, but there's no identification, so I'm going to just open the mic. So we'll press one on the phone. You can speak now. Your mic is open. Guess not. Well, I'm telling somebody to chime in for that time. We're going to jump to another subject here. We got the Manufacturers Cup race that's going on this weekend over in Vidalta, and then we also got the Texas Grudge Fest race also that's going on. Kind of want to throw out some classes over in the Grudge Fest over in Texas. We're going to have a Gambler's Grudge race where each team going to put up $1,000 and the winner take all. And so if anybody was interested or kind of want to participate or whatever, just feel free to hit me up on Psycho Bike on or send me a PM on there. Screen name is Banter Lover. Or you can kind of thumb your hand up. You don't really have to give a name or anything if you got any questions or whatever. We kind of keep that private because I really don't want to put everybody's name out there until the day of the race, because I don't want no one to get frightened off for us of a name. So if you are interested, you can reach me at those two locations. At the same time with the cup race, I know that we had a few people was talking about going over. Do we have anybody to kind of elaborate on the race for us, the Vidalta race, or anything to say? We can open the mics up now. Okay. still got this other mic. We're going to try to unmute this guy, Mike. So the first caller that called in, your mic is open. So okay, well, then they don't have too much to say. We're going to move on. Actually, the following week, I think, of the 17th, there's several races going on, too. The Valdosta Grudge Race. Anybody got any information or want to come on and say anything about a call-out or any lock-up race that they want to do? All right. Texas, do we have any Texas people out there? No Texas. All right, well, we're going to move on to the program. Another quick question. What do you guys think about for the 1,000 bikes running the Boosters head up? I know it's a long discussion for us with this, and do you think it's really fair for a 1,000 to step up and run a Booster, or should a Booster just kind of stay up in the Booster's lane, or if you got a Grudge bike, you really don't care what cubic inch or whatever you have, basically you running for a Grudge race? I know I see a lot of people talk racing, and then all of a sudden they try to line up two bikes, and then you get this 1,000 on the Booster, but then people saying that it's not fair for the 1,000 to run the Booster. So, I mean, what is your intake? I mean, you think that is a fair race for the 1,000 to step up and run a Booster, or 1,000 should just stay with the 1,000? Because I know there's plenty of 1,000 probably could run with the Booster, but someone please just kind of open your mic, I guess, and elaborate a little, because I know of a race this weekend that's being talked up, and the guy has a 1,000, but I don't know, the guy with the Booster, it's just a scenario where it's just a bad situation, to be honest with you. Okay, well, that's it. We're going to open this mic up. 1111. Your mic is open. Okay. If anyone can hear me, I'm just opening your mic up and let me know that we are communicating, because I just want to make sure we are queued in tonight. Okay. 9514, yep. And your mic is open.
Chris, you're good to go. We can hear you.
Okay, it's okay. I just wanted to make sure, man, everybody was quiet tonight.
Everybody late. Everybody, they're not waiting. They're not coming on at the right time. They're going to wait 5-10 minutes.
I think they're going to come on in, but, you know, it starts off pretty quiet, and then it gradually picks up.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So what's going on with you tonight?
Oh, nothing. Just listening in.
Okay.
Down here in Virginia.
That you all got some what cold front coming through, don't you?
That's right. But it's going to be nice this weekend, 60 degrees.
Are you serious?
That's right. Planning on going to Maryland just to do some testing.
Okay. Man, 60-something, that's like, man, I think it's supposed to be like 76 over here this weekend.
Great, then. Valdosta this weekend, right? Manufacturers Cup?
Well, I know over in Mississippi, I think the weather's supposed to be 70-something. I think over in Valdosta, I think it's supposed to be nice, too, though.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of guys from here on their way, starting to leave tomorrow, actually.
Oh, really? Yeah, I know it was a discussion out there earlier about the Pro Street bike. I think they should have a nice feel. Because I know about two or three guys from Texas going over there too with Pro Street bikes.
Yeah, I'm not too far from HTP Performance. I'm pretty sure he's taking, I'm pretty sure Danny Cox and Ryan Smith will be riding their two bikes. I'm not sure if Lil Charlie will be on a turbo bike or not.
Okay. Well, turbo should definitely run pretty good in this cool air, I'll tell you this weekend. Yes, indeed. But we have several callers here. I'm going to go on and open their mics here for a second. I'm going to get this, I guess, party started. 9499, your mic is open. 9499.
How you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Could you expound on this race that you're throwing on in Crandall and let us know who's all locked in for this race? Because I want to bring a little side money. I can't kill that and that won't die right now. So I just want to come there and do a little side thing.
Well, with the grudge race, that I'm not going to really call those guys' name until the day of the event, because I don't want to put nobody's name out there and people get frightened away from them for it. Man, so-and-so coming, and then they don't want to participate. But the as of now, we have six bikes. Well, five bikes and one pending. And I would like to have a field of eight bikes for running that Grudge Gamblers race. And when you run your bike three times, it's going to be quarter mile.
Quarter mile, okay.
Yeah, quarter mile.
Is there supposed to be any cars there? Or?
Yeah, they're going to have cars there, but there's no classes or anything for the cars. They basically be there testing and tuning. We are also having a Pro Mod class, gamblers race, with the Pro Mod bike. So for the ones that are not going to the Cup race, I think for us on that West Coast side, I think there's planning on coming to Texas this weekend.
Okay.
So we should have about maybe 12, 13 Pro Mod bikes there as well. But those are the only two classes really that's doing is the gamblers race for the Pro Mods and the grudge gamblers for the grudge bikes. Everything else is testing and tuning and grudging.
Okay. When do the gates open and when is the track supposed to close?
The gates is going to open at 12, racing start at 2, and we're supposed to go pretty much up to talk with the track owner if we had to pay to keep the track open, extended hours he was comfortable doing that. So I'm going to say at least to 12, if weather's permitting, you know. But I definitely say 11 to 12.
All right, all right. Well, I'm going to come out there and support you, Chris. You come support us in Texas, you know. You take good pictures of us and make us look like we're all stars out there.
Oh, I understand.
Got to come support you.
I got you. Just need to get some of those guys to bring some of those grudge bikes out there and stretch them out the back of here.
Okay.
I believe you are going to be all right, though.
Oh, yeah, it's supposed to be good weather for Saturday, real good weather.
Okay. Yeah, well, definitely good. So, no, I'm just scared of this new time that's to change, you know, for the hour up. But other than that, I know you all boys would probably love to get custom cut over there and skinning. Out the back door.
We got to get our arsenal up, and then we'll shake some.
I got you. We do. What are other guys talking about? I know a few of them was asking questions or whatever, but we hadn't really heard anything on any more races locked up over there. Have you all talked to anybody else for us trying to do any racing, or you just?
No, ain't nothing came towards us, you know. I'm pretty much done for the year.
Okay.
I'm just going to sit back and, you know, spectate.
I got you. I love you, those Arkansas guys pretty much to call out almost the state of Texas. Almost.
Yeah. They ran good. I give them that. They ran good last Grudge Fest. I give them that. I just, you know... It's just me speaking, you know. For me to have a bike like that, I'm finna call some big dogs out.
I understand.
Like me. But I'm noticing in this grudge race, you know, it's all a hustle. That's the way
right. They're
taking it. And anything look like you, you get kind of scared of it, you know.
Okay. You saying they probably gonna pick on a little I ain't gonna say the smaller fish, but catch one every once in a while slipping out there in the deep water.
No, it's just I see right now everybody in this grudge race game. I've learned, Chris, if it look like you try, you ain't got to bet the sky, but try.
Right.
A scared man won't gamble, and a jealous man won't work.
Right. I got you. Yeah, I do understand that. Well, we have one caller here for a second. We'll just hold your mic here. We're going to open this up. 9334. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
What's going on, Marco?
I can't call it. You doing all right?
Yeah, man, it's going. It's going. They're trying to get the 2013 schedule halfway intact.
Uh-huh.
I will tell you, for the next year, we have several different things. We're going to try to change the look some. We'll try to continue to work with the grudge, you know, race stuff, but I kind of want to do some series events. So if, I've been in talks with a few companies and stuff, and so it's a matter of just kind of putting the plan into action. And I will tell you this, that next year we will do an all Harley Davidson event, which is going to be in May sometime over at the Dallas Raceway track. There's some of the things that we're trying to put in action. Also, we're going to do a series with the ProMod bikes, and I've been in touch with a few Nitro Harley guys too. So, like I said, I've got some few things that I'm trying to bring to the table to kind of, you know, go along with the grudge.
Uh-huh. Okay. That sounds pretty good.
Going to do pretty good. Well, what you got going on for yourself?
I'm trying to get ready for right after on the
17th. Okay. I got you.
Will you be there?
I know, it's a toss-up. I was supposed to be helping out at another event, and I know earlier I had put out there that I will be going to Valdosta, but it's kind of a toss-up now, so it still may be at the last minute that I decide to go, and I just have to see what the actually going on at that time.
Okay. Like I said, I'm trying to get ready for it because my plans are to make it about us. I guess it's Kendrick. Is it Kendrick Williams? I guess that's him. He was down next week.
Right.
I think me and him, we've been communicating back and forth, and I think we're gonna try to go down through there and ride outside. Then, of course, I'm gonna give Miss Erica Allison a chance to redeem herself.
Okay.
So that's two races that I got brought up, and I'm not sure about Alex, but like, I don't know if they're going to bring a bike for me or not. I'm not sure.
Okay. I'm sure he...
I didn't get a chance to talk to them last week. I got cut off. I was up in the mountains and got cut off, so I couldn't get back on the line with
I got you. We'll see if I can patch in with Erica. Erica, are you there?
I'm here. I'm listening. I'm listening.
What's going on?
How's everybody doing today?
Doing
all
right. Good. You got your bike right?
No.
Oh, man.
You'll be ready for the 17th, but it's not right this second.
Really?
Yeah.
The stepper will be down in my dosa. As
Alex called. Yeah, he said about Dosta. He say like Alex, but like.
Well, Marco, are you going to run into class or are you just going to do grudge?
I'm willing to run class. What classes are they having?
I don't know. I want to say maybe a street ET or something. I don't know the exact details.
I'm willing to run a class, you know.
Right. Yeah. Let's see, we got one, let's see, caller here. 0678. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
Not too much, man. Hey, I'm on here listening. I heard Erica say she got to have a bite ready on the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
Me and her supposed to do something. She got away last time with a clutch problem.
Hold on. First of all, I don't run, so who is this?
I ain't say you was running.
Who is it?
It's the Hillside Strangler.
Who?
The Hillside Strangler. You remember you were supposed to ride Jared's bike.
Yeah. So you ran from me. You just better be lucky Jared's bike, he blew his motor with that race with Tackle Box because it was going to be bad for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was
going to
be bad for you.
Well, hey, well, guess what? The Hillside Strangler will be there on the 17th, so if y'all
all
got
right.
it together, we can do so.
We can make it happen then. It's going to be pretty cold, but we'll make it happen.
10-4, you got that, you going to have that hand clutch straightened on 1,000?
Yeah, it should be. I keep my fingers crossed. I'm not going to say yes, and I get there and it happen again, so I'm just going to keep my fingers crossed and hope that the issues is what it was, and we got it fixed.
So Jerry got his bike up and going?
Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry, I mean to say Custom X. I got to keep it right with him. You know, he can get a little touchy with me. He gets a little touchy. But that's all good. You know, as long as we all keep it fun and have a little fun with it, and that's what it's about, you know?
Definitely. I agree.
Well, I look forward to seeing you on the 17th.
Now, see, that's how a race is put together. We get on, we agree, we lock in, and we move on. Instead of talking. Like, let's just get to the point. That's what I want to see today, this Wednesday. Let's start locking in some things for the 17th.
Okay.
Last race of the season.
Yeah, without all that crazy stuff behind it, you know.
Yeah.
The shouting, yelling, and cussing, that's not necessary. All we got to do is get in the lights and do the thing.
Right, right.
And that's the way it should be. Now, I can't step up and play with them $3,000 and $6,000 guys, but I tell you what, if they come down and make it right and get in the lane with me, I sure try some on. You can't do nothing but win or lose, and I don't line up
right.
and lose. I'm going to show that.
Right.
You're going
to be lying up to lose on the
17th. Well, one thing about it, you can't win them all. And the only way to know if you're going to win is the race. And I'm not a sideliner.
Right.
And you're not either. Right. I could tell the way you was walking around that day.
Oh, no, I'm not a sideliner. I videotape.
I like to videotape. Well, then why y'all ain't got me on no tapes?
You didn't ask. People just come up and ask instead of being scared to talk to me like I'm just some stuck-up person. I'll do whatever. You know, I'm a big helper.
Well, you know, I wasn't scared to talk to you because as soon as I found out who you was, I said, oh, I'm going to paint you today.
But did you? No, you did
yes,
not.
Yes, I did.
I said,
okay, well, I'm going to say it like this. My name is Mac. My bike is called a Hillside Strangler. They call me Michelangelo. Because I'm painting people.
Okay. Let's have some fun. Let's boogie.
Yeah, ain't nobody else on this line tonight.
Everybody
just
there's
plenty of people.
Made that
it's
call off.
What
we have?
What you riding on,
Michelangelo? Man, I'm riding a Hayabusa. I'm sitting back. Huh?
First gen or second gen?
Gen 1. Yeah.
Hand clutch?
No. I wouldn't lie to you. It's got a lever, but it don't have a hand clutch. The lever is for my two-step. But, I mean, I just like to be open and honest. But you know what? If my other bike's together by then, I do have a hand clutch and a booster. You know, it's a sitting at about 62 inches, maybe 61 inches, this hand clutch.
You
want to
play
with it? I mean, what you sitting on?
I got a Jigba 1000.
I mean, you got a hand clutch too?
Hand clutch. thin out by 69.
And what you weighing in at? Your weight?
I weigh about 140.
140?
Uh-huh.
Well, we might could do something, because I'm every bit of 190. But I'm 190 at 62 inches, but we definitely probably could do something.
But like Erica Fateman's words, horsepower make up for weight.
Yeah, it does. It does. But, you know, we got to go to quarter. I don't play no 8 mile.
Oh, no. I ain't running in the quarter. I'll run in 8.
Oh, man. Wow.
If I'm going to run you in the quarter, man, you might let me break up out of that.
I mean, I got to be honest, man. All both of my bikes are set up for the quarter. I mean, they run in the 8, but, I mean, I like to go out the back door. I mean, I just got to be honest with you.
But we just got two callers that popped their hand up, so we may can satisfy both of you. So let me open these mics and see if these guys want to entertain any persons accept a call out to you. The first caller is 7573. Your mic is open.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is JC repping that Custom X crew.
What's going on, JC?
What's going on? You going to be there on the 17th?
About
that Austin.
Who are you talking to? Marco Polo or you talking to me?
Not Marco Polo, the other guy with the booster.
You talking to Mac Angelo, the Hillside Strangler. I'm going to be there.
Okay. Well, we'll be there too, and we'll be ready. All we need to do is make one pass.
10-4. I don't have a problem with that at all. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, because I don't sound like this phone just had cut off or something. Okay, like I say, you know, you make your pass, you know, and, you know, me and Jerry, we do something. I ain't got no problem with that because, I mean, he want to get at me after that last thing, last episode with Paper Chaser.
Okay, well, we'll definitely have to do something. I will be in the house. We will be in the house. Put it that way.
JC, is everything ready? Is everything fixed?
Well, you know, we talked to the mechanic today. We're going to need a few more days, maybe like another day or two before everything is straight. So, but by the 17th, we will definitely be ready. And since this is the last race, we're going out with a bang.
Let me just say, maybe the last race over towards that way, but we race year-round. I want this in here.
Yeah, we're going to set it down for the year after this race, and then we're going to regroup and come back in January, and we're just going to do the thing. That's how we're going to do it, you know. So.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Just want to put that out because we still race over here, man, in Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas and places. So it's nothing.
Yeah. We're going to have to regroup and get another strategy for next year. So that's what we're doing. So.
Hey, where is Custom X at, man?
Well, I mean, he's lurking, so, I mean.
He's listening right now.
I don't know. He might be on, he might not be on, but, you know,
right
I got to, y'all start talking about it. I got to chime in and say something because, hey, I'm going to be right there every time, you know, so.
Hey, no, we ain't talking about him in a bad way. You know, I know he important. I figured maybe he was out to dinner with Obama or something, you know.
Yeah, he should have been.
You know, I figured they was out chilling tonight or something, you know.
Hey, you never know what that cat got up his sleeve now. I'm trying to.
You're right about that. Like I say, that man keep this game going because I'm going to tell you what, sometimes I'm at work, and I just go on Psycho Bike, and I just start reading the stuff he put, and I'm like, man, you know, they keep me entertained. They make my day go by fast, so I got to buy him lunch when I see him.
Wow.
Got to. It's mandatory.
Well, we will be posted up on the 17th, and just come by the camp, and we'll show you some love.
That's it. Whoa, are we going to be barbecuing? Y'all welcome to come eat. We don't mind feeding you.
Shoot, I'm going to be doing the cooking in our camp, so we're going
to
have
That's what I was about to say.
We're going to have drinks. We're going to have everything. So you can come by, get your plate, get you something to drink. So
hey, That sounds good. But I still got to get Eric on that bike of his.
Hold on. What bike am I racing you with? I don't even know.
Custom X said you're going to ride his bike and you're going to paint me. Say okay.
Okay, that's fine.
You
I
down
just
for
make
that,
sure.
Huh?
Yeah, this is what I do.
Hey, okay.
This is what I do.
I don't do a lot of talking. Only around here local. I don't talk too much unlocal because I got some listeners on here that's local that's listening right now trying to see what I'm going to do. But I ain't going to say too much.
You got us on the line wondering what you're
going
to do, too.
Huh?
Now, so you got us on the line wondering what you're going to do, too.
If you getting them beans, I'm going to show you. You getting them beans, I'm going to show you.
Oh, man.
Hey, you riding your bike or somebody else riding your bike?
No, I ride it. All right. I try to go down the track, you know what I'm saying? I ain't the lightest thing out there. I'm 190 pounds.
Oh, yeah? What will you do with Mr. X? Can you do something with Mr. X riding it?
With Mr. X riding it?
Yeah.
I'm going to be real with you. I think he got way more motor than me, man. I don't think with Mr. X on it that that's in my class.
Hold on, so you
say,
said he's got way too much motor, but with me on it, you would race me.
Really?
That's
a kitten.
We don't
have a tiger. We got a kitten.
I don't think you're going to react to that slider.
Kitten. And you saying we got way more motor? We got a kitten. We don't even have a tiger this year.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. When you look at my bike and look at me, first thing you're going to say is, man, you get 10 in a break, and I'm taking it.
Bro.
Erica, you seen my bike, didn't you?
Just a few minutes ago, you were talking about that you be painting people and shit, you know? Who that? Oh, I do paint people. I paint people. Well, I mean, I'm looking at Jared's bike, and I mean, I'm new to this, but I ain't crazy. I
can see something fly. But if Jared make it right, you best believe he got action with him riding.
Well, okay, well. Hey, this is what I'm just going to be a public service announcement. This year, y'all better go on and get your races in this year because we got a kid. When it comes to 13, I'm trying to tell you we're going to have a lion. And ain't none of y'all going to be able to touch us. So you better, on the 17th, y'all better line up because we're going to be ready. You better go on and try to squeak out that W, but I don't think so. But anyway, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's your name, JC?
Yes, sir, JC.
And you with the custom X click?
All
custom
day, baby.
That was
okay.
Up,
well, you know, I'm about 13. I'm going to put some pictures on Psycho Bike of my new bike coming out. And it's
okay.
Called Sector 16. When you see Sector 16, don't even come messing with it.
Hey, and we ain't never scared. Trust me.
Who is this, JC?
Yeah, this is JC. What's happening? Who is this?
This is Marco Fuller.
What's going on, Marco?
Okay, got it, man. That's
all.
So y'all gonna be down there ready?
What you? I didn't hear you. What you say?
So y'all gonna be down there ready on kill mode?
Man, we gonna be ready. I was about to leave today to go down there and prepare for all of y'all for the cup race, but you know they told me you know hold off. You know what I'm saying? But I'm still going down later on this week. But I will definitely be there next Tuesday waiting on y'all to get the vat off the charger. And we sitting on go.
Oh.
That's what's up. Big up to the Custom X crew. Big up.
Yeah, you got
to
get it.
I will be invited out to the Gospel Lord.
Okay. Well, y'all just come by the camp, show some love, you know, hey. Do whatever, get a plate, eat some, pop some bottles or whatever, you know, hey. And we're going to get some fudging going on. That's what we want to do. That's all we want to do.
Guys, you guys hold it. For we have callers that's popping up everywhere, so we're going to try to go on and open some of these lines up. 2640, your mic is open. 2640, your mic is open. 6452, your mic is open. 6452, your mic is open.
This should last for your phone number.
Six four five two. 5976. Your mic is open.
What's up? This is Nick, represent Custom X.
What's going on?
Not much.
What's going on, Nick? Oh, man, I'm just chilling, man. You going to be there, too?
Oh, you know it.
Okay, okay. Well, bring your bring your specialty there.
Oh, I got it.
Okay.
What you think going to happen between Black Season and Cocaine?
Lights out, win on our side.
I believe once Black Caesar wiped the cocaine off the plate, they're going to have to pick up Crack Rock at the end and get back up.
Well, this is how I'm going to see it, and this is what I'm predicting. A W on our side, once we win, ain't nobody else going to want to race us. That's it. With a kitten. Not a lion, but a kitten. A baby kitten. You know?
I think Tackle Boss going to have to go back to brim fishing.
Well, because he ain't going to be catching no bass on the 17th now.
We
catching all the bags and all the
specials. Dr. Boss said he want to play. He ain't mud kidding.
JC.
What's happening?
Black Caesar in Area 51.
Well,
he ain't going to run.
Who isn't going to run what?
Erica, I don't know what to say.
Somebody
about
needs
that.
Their phone muted. Somebody needs their phone muted.
Nobody's on one.
Okay, Black Season Area 51.
All I can say, all we got to do is line up. That's all I can say.
And, you staring on the phone. I want to ask that question.
Hey, Erica, you know what? Honestly and truly, I think we ready this time. We've been playing a little bit all year. I think we finally got the fight right. And on the 17th, we're going to shock the world. We're going to shock the world.
Going out with a bite.
1 second here. We got another caller here, 3356. Your mic is open.
They ain't going to shut it down, buddy.
They ain't gonna jog nothing.
Oh Lord! Oh my goodness! They don't let
you better believe it.
Oh Lord!
Oh yeah! Hey! We all fell out, man, down there at Rockingham. We got a little misunderstanding in the group. We're trying to work it out and make it to Valdosta.
So y'all, Alex, y'all gonna give us action on the 17th?
Fuck yeah! We can hear about action.
Okay, well, I know how you roll, and you know how we roll, so
yeah.
So we got action.
Yeah, but really, if I come down there, I got the white boys on my mind first, dog. I ain't gonna lie to you. Hey, I've been talking shit all over the white people about Obama. So we can have our black on black crime later. They been mad as hell at me.
I definitely respect. Yeah, but yeah, we just make sure you come see us before the sun go down. Put it that way.
Before the sun go down.
Yeah, come see us before the sun go down.
If we make it, everybody got a race. Trust me when I tell you, everybody got a race. We don't fuck around. We fuck straight up and down, whether you believe it or not. Sooner or later, you're going to learn.
Yeah, Alex, I've been hearing you say that all year long.
Mm-hmm.
And end is here. It's time to sign up and let's see what it do.
Mm-hmm.
Alex.
Hey, don't hurt my feelings. Everybody seen Bernie Mac before we brought it down there. We were bringing Bernie Mac on the undercover. We had him laid in the cut.
Yeah.
Custom X, custom cuts,
custom nuts, custom ruts, luts, sluts. And one of them can run with Bernie Mac.
Oh, oh boy, Alex. Oh boy. Oh boy.
Oh,
oh
you know it. You
see,
know it.
I want to see Black Caesar in Area 51.
For real?
Yeah. I really want to see it.
I thought you want to see Black Caesar and us first.
Who said it's not going to happen?
Cousin Cut.
So I just want to know why it's not going to happen.
Why would you want to see that right there?
Because they're supposed to be the big names. Cousin Cut's supposed to be the Georgia man. And Area 51 is supposed to be the man around here. But it is what it is.
I want to see those two.
Well,
this is what
I mean, I'm going to put it like this. I'm going to just put it like this. Now, real talk, y'all. After we make our pass, if the bike doing right, you know, I mean, we ain't never scared of nobody.
Of
you know what I'm saying?
What kind of
we ain't scared of nobody. So that's all I'm going to say. Once we get down the track one time, I'm telling you. A rap. That's
hey.
A rap, and we ain't never going to be scared.
Hey, I don't know. We might make it, man. We had a little mishap. Everybody was arguing and shit and bullshit in the camp, but we might be to work that out by then.
Hey, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Can you unmute 1745, I think, too?
Model number? Hold on.
229.
You hear me?
There you go.
I want to go out there and watch them race, but it's a little too chilly for me tonight. I'm not going to watch them race on motorbike tonight. I'm cold. I'm leaving BJ's football game. You hear me?
Yeah, okay.
I sure like to go see what's happening, though, Twain.
Who's rocking in a motorbike? We ain't got none of them no more.
So, Evans, you only just bringing two bikes down, or you bringing the whole camp? So, EJ still coming down? EJ.
Who is this?
It's Chris. It's Banjo.
Oh, EJ.
Yeah,
we don't know yet. We don't know, man. Hey, we had a bunch of little arguing and bullshit and mishaps.
Okay.
We had a true bullshit and misunderstanding. That's all.
Okay.
But, we might still come, man.
Okay.
Hello? It ain't nothing to do with none of that. Bike.
They were arguing on all that.
Mr. X, I hear you. Speak up.
I said what the fuck I said. What was that again? We don't fuck around. We fuck straight up and down.
Well, Alex, we're going to give
There's
you some.
There's two riders in our camp. That's easy.
I'm
going to
get a bumper sticker that says that.
Well,
oh,
you know
man.
What, Alex? We're going to give you a new slogan for the 13. Because after the 17, you ain't going to be saying that no more. You're going to have to come with a new slogan.
Well, don't go get it. Come with it. Don't make me kill you. I don't need a gun. What one you need?
Oh, boy.
Hey, the White House is black. What you need?
Okay. Okay.
What the hell you need?
We talking about Vadosta G8. That's what we talking about.
Well, if you think that's Kevin, then I need a bulletproof nothing.
You are, Mr. X. Speak up.
I heard somebody said they wanted to see Black Caesar versus Area 51. That race this year would never happen. Reason why, they got a fight so big that they can't even come up with what's going to go down on the 17th. They got to face Elamine. My fight is with Tackle Box. You know, I'm not going to get on here and start to act like I'm just a super big dog and try to run
everybody. There you go. There you go, custom nun. There you go.
So, you know, I'm not going to put my foot in my mouth and say I can outrun them guys. Them guys sitting on something that really I need to tangle with next year. You know, this year I'm going to wipe the drugs off the table. We're going to get the feds off our bikes. We're going to get rid of this cocaine that's lurking around the tracks. You know, So, Tackle Box, I tried to get you to talk last week on Halloween. You know, you was doing your thing in the club. A Priceless, you was doing your thing. I would wish y'all would get on here tonight and let me know what the deal is. You know, I know we're locked in, but I want you to clarify everything. And Hillside, Nutjob, wherever you at, you know, if you wanna rap or taste at the track, just come up to me. I know you don't want to run me, but I will sit Erica on that bike and cut the nitrous down, and she'll drag you. She'll drag you. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
That damn cussing cuts is real as hell. That's why I like that chump ass nigga.
Wow.
You know I really like you, chump.
Hey,
I can't give you 100% credit. Get my dick up here, man. If I can just kill a little ass. You don't kill me, man.
One thing about it, I tried to come on tonight. You know, I tried to change it up tonight. I'm coming with an olive
you
brand.
You can't, man. You got to be yourself every time you come on the radio, dog.
Wow.
We won't be Cousin Mac. Because Cousin Mac is that fool like me.
Wow.
He's what people want to see, man. Hey, you know what, though? You know what, though? You know what, though, CC? It don't matter who you be, man. They're going to have something to say.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
why I
told
them.
That's why I told him I make sure I'm stay fat so I can make sure everybody got something to suck, motherfucker.
You know, and they on Psycho Bike calling me the Milli Vanilli of racing. How dare they call me that?
Hey, but only thing about that though, CC, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I went on that right there, and I went to keep on moving it and all that, man. Them older coders. Man, I got drunk as hell listening to that.
I just
got off of it. But it ain't got nothing to do with you, though, dog. But I just like the songs.
Right. Marco, is Marco still on? He's not.
Marco's still on.
What about the Hillside, whatever you call it, yeah?
You know what I call myself.
Hey, but you know what, Grudge Talk Radio? I got to go on and admit. Guess what I seen down at Rockingham Saturday? I seen Chill Wheel, the one talking about street races. They didn't talk about street races when I seen it there. And I seen that damn Jungle Racer. And I left my chains on because I won't bring it to Georgia. You know that nigga went in the woods so far we couldn't go in there and get him out? Will you believe that? Will you believe that?
I believe it.
Just like I told them boys. That's why I told them about traveling, man. Traveling is a gamble.
Right.
It really is, ain't it? Tell the truth. He's talking about he ain't coming to race. But you had both of your bikes that you talking about racing another day. I told him we were going to have a problem when we seen him. Not no problem the next time I see him, after I seen him. But
right.
He's really a good guy, though, man. I kind of like him.
Alex, you know, Alex, let's talk about something that's actually going to happen. Now, I hear you. I've been listening ever since the show came on, and I've been trying to keep my cool. But you came on, and you said you want to get those white boys first. Okay, let's pretend that it will be no white people at the track. Okay.
Damn you. Damn you.
No, Alex, for real, this is a
damn you.
Race.
Damn you.
Wow.
W-O-W. You already know.
I can't believe this, Alex. I mean, I really want to race you, you know, just to...
I do, too. I want to race you, though. I'm talking about damn you. We done fell out. And we make it, dog. And we make it, because ain't nothing wrong with saying him cook. And the owner of the bike said, we probably going to come. So,
okay, all right.
Everything
all right.
Work out, we just bring just Sam Cook.
Right.
And we're going to come to run. So, that's enough to beat the shit out of you and them white boys.
Right.
Like a motherfucker.
I really beat
y'all down like y'all stole something.
Alex, is Billy Mays going to be there and then Valdosta on the 17th?
I don't know. He might. They might come.
So y'all done fell out. Something happened in Rockingham that y'all fell out? I mean, you know,
fight on the last Bud Light.
Hey, we ain't fell out the way or nothing. We just always, man, we do what we do, man. We ain't
right.
no normal crew. We got them come have a good time, fall
right.
out.
Right. Let
then
it
go
out,
home and call each other.
Let it out. Cry.
It be that way.
Let it on out. I mean, I have a shoulder you can cry on. I mean, if it's something you want to get off your chest to that crew, I mean, now is the time. Let it out.
No. N-O-B-Q-Y.
Nope.
We want, hey, we're coming on down there to get busy.
Okay, all right. Okay.
It's looking like we might go ahead and come. I'm going to tell you. Hey, babe, can I go to Georgia next week?
Hey, Custom X.
What the hell you got going on? You going to let me go like that?
I'm trying to see if you got something set up like me.
Wait, who am I talking to?
You talking? You said whatever my name is, so whatever you want to be, it's Hillside.
I heard you say you want to race Caesar. You will race Caesar.
I run Caesar.
Okay, let's just try something. I mean, let's just, on my first shakedown pass, let's try something. My first pass on the track.
We can do it.
Head up to the quarter.
I come find, yeah, we got to go to quarter. I don't got nothing for days.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you know, that's the only way I roll. On my first shakedown off the trailer, let's try something.
Yes, sir.
Oh, so you run the quarter now, CC? That's what we're running, right?
Well, I mean, why you think I'm not ready now? I had to go buy a 6-speed auto.
That's fine.
Come on,
man. I don't know, we've been at them.
I mean, you know, okay. Well, I mean, you know, I just got one fresh. So, you know, so it don't matter. But to that person that asked the question about Area 51, I figured that was a question that came through somebody else. So why did you even ask that question about Caesar versus Area 51?
But before they get saying that, answer, let me open up 5244 mic. 5244, your mic is open. 5244, your mic is open.
Let's get back to that question about Area 51. I want to hear that. I don't
yeah,
know what
that's going on. You know,
man, you know they're going well. That man ain't got enough to race him, man.
No. I want to know.
Cousin Kurt is a cool, slow guy. He ain't got enough to race him.
What? Alex, let me tell you something. No matter what people say about me,
No.
I want to clear this up.
Them boys right there got an unlimited price range. Hey, they race now.
And you know, and we race too. But I'm not gonna sit here and act like I can take on the world. You know, them guys.
There you go. Hey, I ain't knocking you for not. You know me. But,
you know.
Hey, you tell me you need to make stuff, Cousin Cut.
No. I know how. See, I saw a lot when I came up to Rockingham the first time. I saw four mechanics in that trailer with L bike, that 1000 that, you know, broke at the start line. I seen four mechanics in that trailer working on that bike. See, when people talk about running me, it will be a series of mechanics that join up with the bike I'm going to run and try to beat me. See, I'm fighting this whole fight by myself.
When JL pull out, they got respect, dog. They just do.
Yeah, I mean they got respect. And before I get out this game, I'm going to have it too because I'm not dumb. I'm not going to sit here and say I can outrun Area 51.
You dumb because you're going to fuck with us. We got a bad white motherfucker too now.
You
believe
know what?
That. Believe that. That white fucker with us. It's bad too now.
You with your big belly and that half breed Chinese dude you got with you that's going bald, y'all would never beat me. So you can take that Chinese looking dude and you with your fat belly and y'all can go back home because you ain't going to beat me. I can't say that.
You sound like a steak. You sound like a steak at the Outback. That what the fuck you sound like. You sound really good. You sound really good.
Alex, can you just get to the point? Just, you know, why you got to go all the way to the steakhouse? Come on, man.
You sound like a steak at the steakhouse. Really good.
Well, like, hold on for 1 second. 1-0-0-0. Your mic is open.
All right. Girl, you know it's true.
What the hell?
God
damn.
I don't know,
man. What's going on?
Hey,
what's up, Billy Vanilli?
Hell yeah.
Got to
be somebody with custom X or custom cut.
Now, hell, that worry. We don't listen to that type of music.
This is 1-0-0-0. Your mic is
racing. He racing. Early 90s.
Can
you mute that rat? Good gracious.
Hey, wait, hold on. I want to... I'm in love, girl.
Are you really singing or are you lip singing? Which is it, man? Come on, talk.
You know it's true.
You don't know nothing that's true, cuz.
Say what now?
You don't know nothing that's true.
They can go ahead and pick at me, but they're going to be crying over me after the 17th. Feel like you, bud. Like.
That's all right. Hey, if I make it, though, dog. Hey, if we make it, you ain't got no problem running us because we coming to you. But if I see them white boys before I see you, I'd have had a problem.
Right.
I'd have had a problem.
Them
Mick Romney looking motherfuckers, I'd have had a problem.
I've
been
at work
all day long making white people mad. Because that's what I do.
Yeah. I really want to put it out.
I want to run now.
So,
you know,
Alex, tell me this. Who will be riding the bike against Custom X if you do decide to make the trip down? Is it going to be your son or EJ somebody else?
If we're going to be bringing Sam Cook and Charlie Murphy.
Okay.
Man, who's going to be riding?
Dust will be riding both of them.
Okay.
Now, is that the is Dusty the Chinese dude that's going bald or the black dude?
Dust is my son. EJ is the Chinese dude. He's not no Chinese dude. He's going to get mad at me that.
I mean,
EJ,
he looks like
EJ is my buddy.
He's Asian. He's Asian.
No, he ain't Indian, man.
Yeah, that man ain't no Indian. Ain't no seen no bald-headed Indian.
All the.
He got good hair, man. Leave him alone. He can't talk shit. He don't like this shit.
Yeah, well, it didn't look like it at my tent in North
Carolina.
Don't
just talk to me. Just talk to me. See, I don't say nothing about you having that McDonald's shape up. You know that one? You just
what's going on now? That's not only. Hey, I know what I have my cool on the phone now.
You know how you just put a bowl over top of your damn head and just trim around the bowl?
Everybody
I don't say about that.
Everybody wants to talk about my dreads.
Not your dreads. I'm talking about that round ass shape up.
Man, don't worry about
it.
Don't worry about
it. Don't worry about him being thin. He got good hair, man. And he don't like arguing, and he take that shit personal, man. Just fuck with me. That's my boy.
I got a question to ask you, Alex. I got a question to ask you. 51 in the Elamine bike, will that race happen this take place on?
Believe it. The Elamine count is nasty.
Yeah,
believe
right.
it. Huh? Hey. It ain't no shortage of nothing else there. I ain't saying they got to win. But that race right there is going to happen.
Okay.
Trust me. Hey. Oh,
yeah.
What do you think, Cuff? You think you going to beat them?
No.
You ain't got enough people around you to run them.
Hold on. If you let me get a word in, maybe I can answer that question. Next year. If you red cycle bike, next
hey,
year.
Hey,
the first race,
listen to this.
Wow.
Listen to this, Cuff. Listen to this.
Ahead.
They will run you with Eddie King.
They don't want to do that.
For any amount of money you want to run.
They don't want to do that. Look, look. First of all, just because they got your shit in your boots, you know, that
no,
that,
no,
that
no,
don't
no,
work
no, no,
here.
No, no, no,
that don't work down
I
here.
I got to check in my boots. I'm
because
telling you what they're going to do.
You know what? One thing about me, I don't suck up to nobody on two wheels.
No,
I don't care.
No. Is your pocket going to be super heavy? Because they come down and get you.
Look, first of all, I already told everybody, I'm not rolling. This is the last race of the year. I'm not rolling like that the last race. I can do three or four races for a nice pot and come up with that kind of number. No boys coming out here. Man, no boys coming out here, I guarantee they ain't going to run each other. That's all talk. They waited to the end of the year, to get it on one race.
Man,
come on,
them motherfuckers right there, they're going to run for no regular money, man.
Man, that don't mean nothing. I'm just saying, why they didn't stay home and run for that? They could have met in Maryland somewhere and just met, ran for that. Why they got cold?
Hey, it took us about an hour to get the pot together for them.
Okay, well, you
and
know.
We didn't have it together for ourselves neither.
Okay. I think it took us about that long in North Carolina to get our pot up. Come on,
I don't
now.
Know, but I'm just telling you, like,
then,
hey, if you want to run them, they'll run you with Eddie Kane, dog.
Okay, well, I mean,
I'm going to hang up the phone and call Eddie and tell him to call in right now.
Okay, do that. Do that message.
All right, I'm going to call him right now.
Okay. He's talking like that because he's scared of him. Scared of nobody from North Carolina. And y'all remember that. Everybody was listening tonight. I ain't scared of nobody from North Carolina.
You
got to
be
part of it.
What's the mix? What's up, man? What's going on? Well, I can't call. I ain't got off the line. I missed a lot.
Who's it, Polo?
Yeah, I think Michael, your line.
Michael, your line.
Excellent, man. You may have to hang up and call back. Somebody is on speakerphone.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. I'm clear, Chris? Yeah, you clear now.
Okay. What's going on, Cousin
Mick? Oh, man, just trying to hold it down. Y'all still got your reservations down this way? You still want me to get it for you?
Oh yeah, because I'm coming, man.
All right. Well, we're gonna welcome y'all to the South. You know, like I say, we all gonna just chill out and be allies for that weekend. I got a guy I want you to try. You know, we'll split the pot down the middle. It's old ZX10. You know, he runs his mouth down here. You shouldn't have no trouble with him. No trouble.
Okay.
You know, like I say, you know. Just so we can be straight up on everything, I split the pot or I cover the pot and break you off. If a W come on, I break you off. It don't matter.
Okay, that sounds good. Looking out.
Yeah, it don't matter. I'm trying to get Allison out there. Hopefully she can get her act together. I may have to put her on suspension for 13. I don't know. You know, I'm wondering what's going on with this bike. I'm wondering if it's the bike or is she scared? I mean, Erica, you know, let us know something, huh? Good gracious.
That's
where that Area 51 comment, too.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. I didn't know you were so sensitive about that. I'm on YouTube and I'm searching through races and I seen this bike and I found out who it was and I seen it run and I thought it would be a nice pass. Thought it would be a nice race. So I said, because wasn't nobody else jumping up to the plate, so I thought I'd just throw something out there.
Yeah, them guys, I mean, that, you know, I would run them guys, but the money is so crazy with them dudes, man. I'm talking about, you know, it's like racks on top of racks. And I ain't,
you know,
I can't compete with 10 heavy hitters, you know, if you know what I mean.
I'll tell you what, cousin, I think the Katrina bike will be there, too. You still going to put that on your list for this year?
You know what, Chris, if you can set that race up, we will go half. And you know what I'm talking about, five fingers with them boys. Five fingers. If you can set that race up, because Katrina don't scare nobody. When I say nobody, nobody, but 51 and Elamine, I got to regroup for them guys. I can't be stupid, man, because that's a straight embarrassment if I get out there and run them guys right now. I mean, I can't afford my reputation. It's better than that. You know, and this is something about racing. You got to be the bigger person sometime. I cannot outrun 51 and Elamine at this time. But anybody else got action. Anybody else. Them guys, they build their own stuff. They got four or five mechanics around here at all times. I'm not even going to put DTM under that kind of stress. You know. We're a one-man show around here, but 2013, we're going to be straight.
Somebody was all here from Katrina.
Yeah, get Lil Richard on the phone. Get him on the phone. Ain't nobody scared of Lil Richard. One thing about me, you know, I don't care if you ride pro or whatever. It don't matter. It don't matter to me. It takes more than a gas to scare me away.
All right, 0213. Your mic is open. 0213, your mic is open. 0213, 6213, your mic is open.
Wow. I hear a baby.
0213, your mic is open.
Oh, damn.
Man, that's damn cool. All right. What about you know the Black Classic 1000?
You talking about from Florida?
No, I'm talking about from on this end of town over here. I think they want to try you too, Cousin Nick.
Sean, you said Sean?
Yeah, well, Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, do you know for a fact they're gonna be there?
Yeah, I What I do when we go offline here, I'll give you a call. We probably will do this on three-way or something. We'll get the communication to you. But I think those guys want to try you too.
Yeah, because they've been coming kind of sideways on Cycle Bike, saying this and saying that. But I like to put a name with a face. If they come to 17, like I say, I'd rather do $1,000 pods than to do one big old $20,000. I'm not even going to roll like that, you know.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to roll like that. But tell Soup Bone, the ones I'm looking to run, Tackle Ball, I run Soup Bone and Katrina. You know, other than that, you know, I just have to eat barbecue with them.
Okay.
You know I'm not going to do that, so.
All right, that's heads up all the way out the back door.
Yeah, through the quarter mile. You know, I can't do nothing less. No 8 mile. Look, Chris, I'm going to tell you, if them guys got a 1,000, don't even call me if they asking for something. Don't even call me if they trying to run the 8 mile.
No,
Okay. Well, you got my permission to call in. Chris Moore, I know Chris Moore, we were supposed to do something at the Cup, but since I'm not going to be at the Cup, yeah, he's invited down to 17 too with that 1,000 that I ran, you know. But as far as anybody else, I'm not gonna set up all these races. I may blow the first pass, you know.
Right, I got you.
But I kind of doubt that since I'm gonna have a brand new motor, you know. Chris, I mean, if you're not gonna chime anybody else in right now, let me explain to people right now what I got going on. I did a rebuild that is supposed to be done in the off season. You know, I'm doing all this just to make that race the 17th. You know, most people, they'll be out for the count for the rest of the year. I done spent a whole lot of chips to be there on the 17th. So, but with that being said, I think I deserve Grudge Racer of the Year for doing that. So I want you to get out there on Cycle Bike and vote Custom X for Grudge Racer of the Year.
Shut up.
say what? Who said shut up? Who said that? Oh, okay, okay. Anyway, let me finish. Grudge Racer of the Year, Custom X. And I appreciate your vote, people. Make it to the polls. And I would like to know who said shut up.
Yeah, that was messed up, yeah.
Mitt Romney said shut up.
Wow. Wow. Hey, look, don't get sore at me because you lost. Okay,
I mean, we got another caller hit or something. 2640. Your mic is open.
And what they for? Get a trophy away for that?
2640. Your mic is open.
I think they're getting ready to get trophies away.
6213. Your mic is open. Okay.
Yeah.
So I think that'll be a good race though between Tootbone and Custom Cut.
Yeah, I mean if you can really set it up, I do it. I mean I wanna do it right after Tackle Box, you know, and I say Katrina for last, so I think that'd be a grand finale for everybody because I mean that fight's supposed to be pretty strong and they say I'm pretty strong too, so you know. Chris, if everybody's listening, I know my team's on the line, Eric on the line, Marco, all y'all. I'm coming out with the Sean Gann Luminal 4 bright orange leather suit for next year. It's going to cost me $3,500. I got the price on it today.
Whoa.
Yes. With the black leather boots.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Black Caesar. Black Caesar will be repainted, airbrushed down for next year. I got the whole color scheme. And
wow.
Hey, well, look here, man. I got a hell of a painter down here. So if you really want to airbrush it.
Who is this? Hillside Stranger?
Yeah. Yeah, all BS aside, I got a hell of a painter down here. This boy bad. When I tell you he can airbrush it, he bad.
Now, let me ask something. Do you know anybody that can, like, not airbrush, but, like, put the actual picture
You know what I'm talking about? We got a guy down here called Mad Skills. He can put faces on it, like a face.
Wow. Well, who keeps saying my word?
I don't know, but I'm just trying. I mean, I'll have to give you my number or something. You can get at me on something.
Say what now?
Hold it. Two cans of spray. We'll give you that number.
Who keeps saying wow?
I don't know, but we got another caller here, man, that wants to say something. 3356, and your mic is open.
Hey, I just called Bad Boozle. When you see her, what was that number one, man? You know I'll be drinking. And when you see her 336-460 number, I'm muted.
Okay.
They're coming in. That's Eddie Kane.
Okay.
Somebody shaking in their boots. Ooh, I'm so scared.
Okay. Hey, cut. How you gonna talk about a picture and paint it? I know you seen that damn Bernie Mac picture.
That didn't look like Bernie Mac. That looked like
whatever. Now I know your jaws are swole. And you know what the hell in them, why they swole.
What is that, Alex?
You already know, but, hey, did you see the glasses on them and all? If you got something to hate on that, you're going to hate.
You got hold for 1 second. We got two callers. It's 5800 and 9439. Your mic is open.
5800 is Lil Rich.
Lil Rich, the mic is open, man.
Lil Rich, get on here. Hey, man, what, man? Everybody told me call up here. What?
What you getting on here talking about? What? What you gonna ask the question? Don't get on here talking about what? Don't get on here talking about what? What? Ask the question. Pose the question and I answer. Don't get on here talking about what?
All right, so the question is. The question is, we got to talk more shit again before we
whoever called you and told you to call in, the only thing that I said that I want to run Katrina.
Okay.
I mean,
I ain't say nothing this time. Nothing at all.
I believe you, Alex.
I won't go through all that.
Wow.
I told Richard the last time I said, man, I ain't gonna say nothing.
Sucking up.
Hey, what happened in my camp, though, I noticed this second party, third party, and bullshit will cause a problem.
Always.
And Richard, I ain't even mad at you. Because standing on the outside looking in after what happened, all bullshit will make a problem.
What happened? Alex,
nothing. I ain't telling nothing.
Anyway, hey, little Rich.
It's just a bunch of drama, man. I mean, some bunch of he say, she say.
Hey,
that's
okay,
what
Alex.
Messed up everything. We don't have no problem. But he say, she say caused a bunch of problems between us.
You're right. And I'm glad somebody told
cool,
Little Richard to call in.
But he say, she say, made everybody mad.
What's up, Custom Cut?
Right. I'm glad somebody told you to call in, because when people tell you stuff, don't automatically think it's the way they told you. Now, what
I
said.
I didn't tell you what nobody said to me.
Okay, here's how I want to go on to the 17th. I want to run Tampa Ball, which is locked in, Scoop on, and I want to see Katrina to last.
Right, don't forget
you,
about
you
want to
run Tampa Ball and then Scoop on now?
Right. If Scoop on show up, he may not show up. But if he don't show up, Katrina.
All right, so Tackle Box is on. Then you said Eddie Kane.
No, I said
yeah.
Too long.
I can't hear you because I guess somebody TV in the background is loud or something.
Alex, cut the TV
off. Yes, sir. Hey, I'm drunk.
Alex, Bud Light.
Is it off now?
Yeah. So what you saying? What are you saying?
I got a locked in race with Tackle Box. The second race, I will accommodate Soup Bone since they're coming so far away. And then Katrina. But now, look, if you call me and want to lock in the race, I scratch Soup Bone and go ahead and run you the second race.
How far is Soup Bone coming from away? Where are you coming
from?
They're
coming from Arkansas.
Arkansas? Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't want those guys to get way over here and say they drove all the way down here and didn't get a race.
I'm all in for lock ins and dollies. Like I like that idea. I'm normally for that. But as I told you on the phone the other day,
right,
motorcycle is still being put together. So if everything goes right, I'm supposed to test it this week and then come to Valdosta. But there's always variables. There's always room for things to happen. If the motorcycle was together sitting in C's trailer, locking in wouldn't be no problem. Actually, we'd love to.
Right.
It'd be stupid for him to lock in and then Josh call and say, man, I'm missing this or I couldn't do this, whatever case may be. That'd be stupid. But I ain't never been one, and I don't think you are or whatever. I'm trying to, you know, I ain't never been one to back down from a race or run from nobody, so. Like I said, if the bike is there, you know, you got a race for sure. Now, Rich, you know how I am now. If we make it, can we sell
that Sam Cook and Katrina deal now? You remember Rockham?
You mean the one that we was in the staging lanes for in Rockingham?
The one that your people said no about.
Well, the answer from me to you is, yeah, we can settle that, but your people gonna have to say, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. If we make it, dog, you ain't gotta worry about that.
Because we all know Alex don't own a bike; he just keep a bike.
Hey, me
you really
Sam
should
Cook
make it, though, Alex.
Them,
for real, y'all. Listen,
everything
Alex
is good.
Alex, you really should make it. Like, this is what we all graduate
we
for.
Trying
like, nobody,
we trying to make it.
Don't nobody want to come to shitty-ass Rockingham no more. And y'all.
Yeah, that's fine.
Y'all
that's
only,
fine.
Y'all
don't
want to
go. Hey, but believe it or not, Rich, I think he's gonna figure out that shit, but street type working better than Slick down there.
No, no, no.
Cause we should have ran, we should have ran with the street guy.
Oh, okay.
But Richard. Not being funny. Well, no bullshit, Rich.
What's up, Custom Cuts?
Let's go ahead and settle that. If I'm going to hang up right now and call Jeff them. I'm going to call Black Jeff them and tell them what they really think. Because we might just be riding down there.
Y'all just make it down there, man. That's what y'all need. Y'all got to come. Like, this is the best grudge event of the year.
Right.
You know, y'all got to come. If you call yourself a grudge racer, man, you just got to make time. You just got to come, man. I mean, I'm not saying you have to. Responsibility is first part.
Hey,
if you can at all, if it's at all possible to make it, you should.
Hey, Chris, did you see that 336 number on that?
No.
What's up, Custom Cuts?
Lil Aura. Now, is it possible next week, Friday or next week, can you call me and can we lock it in before Saturday? Like Friday. You should know if that bike gonna be right. Can we lock it in Friday?
Yeah, I know if it, I guess so. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's up to Seat Buster, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, you want to lock him because you want if either bike don't race, the other person get paid, I guess is what you're trying to do.
Right. Now, if I don't race y'all, if I get out there and blow my motor up or something, when I race Tackle Box, y'all get paid. If I don't and the race go down, you know, y'all get paid or I get paid. It don't matter. But I just want to know that I got two races.
All right. When we not on Grudge Talk Radio, somehow or another I need to get your number, you get mine, or UNC need to talk, because y'all going to need to talk about what this race is going to be for, because that might be where the first problem is.
Well, what you talking about, Sonny? I mean, I told you we'll cover what y'all was talking about at the hub. You know, y'all were talking about five fingers. You know, we'll cover that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we'll cover that. I mean, but if he talking about going higher than that, then y'all can go raise somebody else. I mean, come on, man. It's a point that if you want to raise, let's make the money right and race. But don't jack the pot up.
Nah, you can't tell another man what he want to race his bike for. If that's what he feels
okay. I see the idea.
Some people, it ain't like trying to buy the pot or nothing, but some people, like, it's not worth them. You know, these bikes don't live forever. You know what I mean? Now, I'm personally, I mean, I don't bet, so I'm not like that. I would race for whatever, but, you know, some people feel like they got to race their bike for a certain amount.
Hey, Chris.
You know?
Chris. Uh-huh. That damn 336 number, 4 something, got to be on by now.
Let me tell you.
He said, let him know.
All right. Tell him.
Yeah, let him
know. Is that one? 6326, your mic is open.
Yo.
Hey, what's going on?
Is it?
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, that is up, sir. All you want.
Hey, you the one that called him. He need to talk to me. I mean, what's going on, Kane?
Well, let's get it on. That's what's going on.
Okay, well, Courtney, I mean, what you talking about, I mean, doing, actually? I mean, I don't run no 8 mile.
I ain't run no eighth mile either.
Okay, I run a quarter mile. Do you want to be number two for the day? Because number one, I already got a race locked in for the first race off the truck.
I thought Subone was number two.
No, it's soup on. We don't even know a soup on coming. First come, first serve. First come, first serve around here.
Well,
you know, somebody need to get soup on the line. Eddie Kane, hold on. Somebody need to get soup on the line right now, and we can get it on. But Eddie Kane,
now, want to push Eddie Kane up to the second one, that would work too. But I will definitely get soup on and custom on the phone after the show is over with.
Okay, now that's what it is. Now, Eddie, what's the far as the pot? You know, just mention it in fingers. You ain't got to say no numbers. Two fingers. You want to start at two fingers?
Ever how many fingers you want?
Okay, I mean, I'm just trying to see what starting point at. That's all. Okay, but you definitely coming.
Yep.
Okay, all right. Well, there's no need to, jaw jack. Just go ahead and pencil me in for your first run, okay?
Cause but, Deontay, I don't call him.
Say
you
what?
Know when I got off the phone and I called him, right?
Yeah, I know you're a hitman for hire. You hire people to, you know, to cut me. But, you know, that's cool.
No,
you know,
no.
One thing about me, I'm not scared of
no
idiot.
I ain't
going
to call nobody that I don't know or live close to.
Right,
no.
And you call Eddie Kane, and like he the big bad wolf. But I'm not scared of Kane.
But, Eddie Kane,
you ain't supposed to be scared of Kane.
Eddie Kane doesn't make noise together.
Now, Eddie, who riding? I'm gonna be like everybody else. Who riding your bike? How much they weigh? How tall are
Ray
they?
Ray Lee.
I mean,
Ray Lee ride my bike.
Ray Lee. How much you weigh?
160 something suited somewhere.
160 something suited. Okay. And
he
do you
ain't
have
big
a,
as your ass.
You don't know what size shoe
he might have. Hey, he got less hair than you got, nigga.
Wow. You know. Who was not laughing like that?
Wow. You want to know what shoe size too?
That don't mean that now, cousin.
No, I don't need to know. All I need to know, do you have a Hayabusa or a 1000?
A 1000.
You got a 1000, you retard. I know you've been on damn face on Psycho Bike.
I don't look at other races. I don't even
yes
know
the hell you do.
No,
yes,
I don't.
Do.
I'm
man, that
okay.
Crazy,
now,
Ed,
do you want to go ahead?
Retarded.
Do you want to go ahead and pick lanes right now? I want the right lane.
What would you know that being that's your home track? What you know different?
I mean, I really want the right lane.
Man, it don't matter about the lanes down there, Eddie Kane. If that's what it takes to get locked that dude in, man, I bet you it don't matter what lane.
I don't worry about what lane. What lane you want?
What lane you want?
The lane you
we
don't
want. Know. The lane is hooking.
Man,
why
you
want
to do that?
We want a lane
to hook it.
Why you want to do that at the track? That's the fact.
You got Eddie on the line. I'm supposed to be talking to Eddie, not Lil Rich, not Alex. I'm talking to Eddie. Eddie, what lane
what
do you want?
Doing then,
I'm out the way.
Man, see, that's how everything
fault.
Gets screwed up.
My fault.
Eddie,
I'm out the way, sir.
Look here. Let's lock this race in, and we can pick out the lane when we get there. Let's just lock this race in.
And if you can go ahead and pick the lane you want, we'll lock it in.
Why we need to go ahead and pick the lane?
Because that's the way Custom Cut said.
Custom cut don't run shit.
You coming through the south. You coming to my track. So you go in and pick which lane. I tell you what, I'm not gonna make things hard for you. Just know that you got a race. You got a race
lock
after
the race
team. What you talking about? How am I locking a race over the phone? I don't know you like that.
Shit.
How am I locking a race? I don't know you. You may not even show up.
Me to lock in.
Shit.
No, I didn't ask you. Look, I didn't ask you to lock in nothing, bro. I didn't ask you to lock in nothing.
He'll be right over there with them.
Man, I don't know them cats like that, man. I don't play with my money like that, man.
Just lock with me then. Just lock with me.
Do you
want
to race?
Hey, them motherfuckers right there.
Look,
I'll lock
in
with
nah.
Alex, you don't even know if you're coming.
Look at him.
See,
I ain't got nothing to do
I
with
told
him.
You. If the sky is blue, you'll see you.
Yeah man, look, you got Eddie on the phone. We trying to talk business, man. Let us talk
I'm
business.
I'm telling your damn dumb ass, you on the bullshit.
Okay, well,
we won't see Cousin X.
Hey, Eddie, I'm going to tell you like this, bro. You know, if you already going to come down there, what we'll do is, if y'all going to be there Friday night, y'all going to be there Friday night?
Yep.
Okay, now we're going to be down there Friday night. What I do is, I will come find you, bro. I'll come find you, and we'll lock this race in before Saturday. But I don't do all this over the phone, locking in and stuff. You ain't never met me. I ain't never met you.
Yes, he has seen your ass.
I mean, but
he's
we ain't never been. Man, come on, Alex. Just hush for a minute. Hush. We
man,
talking
I
about
you. Man, I tried to run your scared ass in Rockingham last time you were down here. You
I know you
there.
Did. You remember? I remember that.
I don't remember you. Evidently, you're like you're nothing. You're nothing. I don't remember you. I don't remember you. I meet people every day. I don't remember you.
Hey, Eddie, let me tell you how you got drug in this.
Hey, look.
They said that they will run Elamine.
You,
I said they will run your ass with Eddie Kane.
He ain't got to run.
That's how you got drug into this later.
Well, I know you won't be hard to find walking around looking like a pumpkin with that damn orange and black shit on.
You got it. Right. Like a pumpkin.
Orange
Robin Hood.
That damn
it is. Well, you know what? I wish I had something to say about you, but I don't know you, bro.
I don't know you.
Good Lord.
I don't know you.
I mean, I can't say anything about you. I don't know you. But those little hens that you got, Little Richard and Fat Belly Alex, I can say something about them, but I know them.
Damn it, boy.
You said them little what that he got?
Hey, Cuff.
Yeah.
You know, we cool, but you can't whoop us. I'm telling you now. We ain't got no tricycles. Yes, we do. We got hand-cuffed tricycles.
Man, you up here pulling on another man. You had to call another man to fight your battle. Little Richard on the phone trying to fight somebody else.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to fight somebody else as well. I ain't trying to fight nothing else.
They said they were trying to pump
up Black Caesar and Elamine. And I said they will fuck you up with Eddie Kane. Ain't that what I said?
Yeah.
So I called Eddie.
Hold on.
What did you say?
They said Area 51. They ain't seen nothing about no Elamine.
They
ain't seen nothing about no Elamine. They said Area 51. But let me tell you, I already told you, bro, those fights
go.
Out of the question. But anybody else on the food,
Eddie Kane.
Hold on, Alex. Hold on. It's a custom cut.
Yes.
Is Cobra out of the question?
Say what now?
Is Cobra Commander out of the question or no?
I said anybody under Area 51 in Elamine, they got action.
Oh, okay.
They got action. And if that includes that bike that I seen get drugged down there, yeah, that includes that.
So what number is open in your running order now? Eddie Kane is number two now, right?
Eddie Kane is number two since he opened his big mouth. And Katrina is number three.
Uh-oh, you the fuck up. Hey,
boy,
hey, I know you ain't hear that.
Look here. I think your stitches on a little too tight.
Yeah.
Why
all these men on the radio talk about my house?
Because you need to take that weed out.
Cuz, you didn't get it right. I talked about your shape up. I ain't talking about your damn house.
Look at here, man. We got
to say it's your round.
Hey, they on the phone talking about one man.
McDonald's.
I ain't saying nothing about you, man. I'm asking you about Cobra. I'm asking you what number in your running order are you at now, and how can we get that
okay.
one?
Okay, Richard,
that's
I'm glad
that that's the bike that I know for sure beat it. That's the only reason I'm saying that.
Okay, well, I told you I'm only running those three that I called out. If you're not for sure Katrina's going to be there, then scratch Katrina and just put Cobra in the place.
Nah, I ain't going to do that.
Okay, but I mean, why you brought the name up then? I can't run everybody.
I didn't know that you was only running three people. I thought you had a whole, you was working
no,
on the list.
No, I'm not. Come on, man. I'm one motorcycle. I'm one man.
Listen, man, I can't think.
It's the first time I heard I can't think for you, bro. I don't know that. So you just told me just now. You only want to run three people, then fine.
You know, I got Alex Budlight on the phone. I got Eddie Kane. I got a former pro rider on the phone going against one man.
Alex Budlight is a maybe.
You got a former pro rider, and I'm talking to one who ain't never been a pro.
I don't need to. My career is cutting hair.
Hey, put a question mark behind us, dog. We a maybe.
My career is cutting hair, and I'm a pro at that.
Well, you need to get
my career ain't riding, but so in other words, you wanna talk shit, but you don't wanna be talked shit too.
I'm taking on three guys on the phone right now: Eddie Kane, Alex Budlight, and a former pro rider, Lil Richie.
He calls you former, Rich. I hear him, but listen.
He can say all that all he wants. That don't bother me one bit. Only way he can hurt my feelings is beat me on the track. That's it. I find that he'll have a hard time doing that.
Well, you know what? You know what?
I can be former pro all I want to be.
You know, I'm just calling it like I see it. You know, that's all.
That's
you know,
fine. Listen, bro.
Hey, y'all say I need to get extensions out my hair and dye my hair and all that. So, I mean, you know, hey, it don't matter.
Yeah. And don't, you ain't no victim, nigga. Don't play the victim. You said, I work at the mall in December.
Talk about
you said, you call Alex or whatever you call Alex. You do your shared name calling. You ain't no victim. Don't nobody feel sorry for you.
We talk about your weezy getting your feelings.
Yeah. I work at the mall in December. Man, this ain't my cup of tea, man. I don't do bussing on each other and all that other stuff. I do.
Look, just show up with Katrina.
This back and forth stuff. I don't even know why. We already talked about this already.
Okay, well, why'd you chime in? You want to chime in? You want to chime
somebody
in?
Somebody called and said you was calling out Katrina again when we just talked about it 2 days ago.
Well, I want to talk about it tonight.
We talked about it 2 days ago.
And you still got the same answer. I don't know if it's going to be
here. Did you think it changed?
I'm just a writer.
I didn't say I'm just a writer. I said I don't know if it's going to be there.
Okay. Well, I mean, good enough.
Hey, Custom, I can say this much about Richard. He ain't going to let them boys do nothing hard headed that he knows hard headed. He ain't going to let them do nothing they ain't got no business doing.
You're doing a lot of sucking up tonight, too.
I ain't sucking up. I'm just telling
them
like
it
is.
Hold on, Alex. And Custom's Cuts is something that they got some business doing. So I'm going to let them do that.
I already know that. I was saying it. He ain't going to stop you, Custom.
You got all these hit men for me. Think of how many hit men I got for them. Now you put that
in
your pocket.
I don't know nothing about all that. And I don't smoke nothing. I just drink.
Yeah. Okay.
But
now I tell you what.
I'm just saying what I do.
You calling all these hit men for me? Guess who I'm gonna call for you? And I guarantee
we'll come
you
out the goddamn trailer with Sam Cook.
You won't come out the trailer with Sam Cook with me. I guarantee you won't.
Damn,
you keep talking about them white. No, you keep talking about them white boys. Now come out the trailer with me.
We will.
Stop trying to get back up with Lil Richard and Eddie Kane. Hell up, I haven't called anybody tonight.
Hey, please make my damn trip
you
worth
that
my
out.
While.
Eddie Kane and Alex ain't nobody. All three of us ain't no team. We ain't teamed up against you. We just trying to
tell them how we run. Tell them how we run, Rich. We won't run your ass too, Rich. Tell them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We was gonna get to that after Custom Cuts done making the show good.
Yeah.
Well, y'all can say what you want to. Alex came on tonight and said he does not want me. He want no white boys first. He don't want to tangle with me. He just trying to shine in front of y'all.
Man, I don't want to call no black on black crime. I'm gonna have the Obama one, though.
I'm serious.
I'm serious. Hey, but if you want it, and we make it out now, we will goddamn come off the trailer with Sam Cooke with your ass.
If you make it out there. You know what? Don't even come over here talking about if, Alex. You already know you ain't going to come.
You don't know what the hell we going to do, nigga.
Your camp is in shambles. Your camp is in shambles.
No, nigga, no.
One thing about it.
It's the owners and riders that steal cool. Don't play that. We just can't bring all the bikes.
Hey, you know what?
We can still bring some of them.
You said that. Well, I didn't say it. You said that tonight. You said y'all had some confusion. I'm just repeating what you said.
We did. And we were sitting around like, but, you know, some of us still talk.
You gonna call Eddie Kane like he a big dog, man? You know what I do to these guys like Eddie Kane motorcycle?
I said Eddie got them tie your ass off. You talking about running?
First of all, if he picking that bike up around the 1,000-foot mark or coming up anywhere down that track, he did.
It's a couple callers that text me actually them in tackle box on those
Eddie, I know you on here.
That's
Eddie, you on here.
Hey, Richard, you're breaking up. What'd you say?
Let me open up some lines.
Alex, be quiet. All that talk sound good.
That is.
When we get to the track,
okay.
All I want you to do is bet like you can outrun Eddie Kane. That's what you do.
Bet like you can outrun me. That is.
Hold on, y'all.
Right, y'all. We're going to open up some lines. 2878. The mic is open.
0645.
Let 0645 in. That's DJ. We're going to
let
those
too. Okay.
2878.
They all want me, but
they don't want
to
say nothing.
0653. Yeah. It's Rico. Katrina won't be ready, so you can put Cobra in there.
What?
Can we do Cobra?
Man, get out of here. Man, come on now. Katrina ain't going to be ready.
They ain't going to
be ready. I ain't going to sugarcoat it.
Oh. Okay, Richard, I'm going to tell you this right here. Richard, you listen? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, but I can't hardly hear myself.
Wait, I'm on my TV live.
Hey, operator, can you let 0645 in? They still on there?
This is Chris, Richard. 0645.
Oh, Chris, my bad, Chris.
What's up, fuckers?
That's CJ. What's up, CJ?
No, it's Tackle Box.
Oh, Tackle Box. Okay, that's Tackle Box. My bad.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Millie Vanilli?
Hey, hold on 1 second, Tackle Box. I was getting close on something. Custom Cut, you was about to say you, and let me tell you something.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, this is the only way that race gonna go down. Yeah, I see Katrina at that track. This race is not gonna go down.
Yeah, if you see Katrina.
Hold on.
If you see Katrina at the track, why don't you just race
over?
Why you got to do one or the other? Why you got so many? Why you got such a running order?
Because I'm only one man and one bike.
All right. So Katrina ain't gonna be there.
Since I got Tackle Box on the line, since I got everybody on the line, that's 1, 2, and 3, I can talk to everybody. Tackle Box, right. You're number one. You already know that, right?
Yeah, and don't blame it on the rain, because I'm going to tear that ass loose.
Okay, and let me see. Eddie Kane, you number two, right?
Yeah.
All right, and Lil Richard with Katrina, you're number three, right?
No,
hey,
Katrina ain't
going to
be there.
Okay, Katrina's not
going to
be there.
Hold on, cut. Let's be real, let's be men. Is that not consistent with what I've been telling you since you asked? I said, I don't know if it's going to be there. Rico's on the phone, said it ain't going to be there. I didn't know that. We all just found that out together. So it ain't going to be there. So and we could either, and you could either let, you could, Rico is the owner of the bike's brother.
Okay, all right. Like I said, if I lock this race in with you with Cobra Commander, I heard the race off.
I heard you the first, second, and third time.
He be the fourth time. But anyway,
we heard you over.
Okay, now.
You ready now?
Yeah. Are you you gonna be at the cup race? Richard. Are you gonna be at the cup? Wow, I can't hear you. I can't hear you, man. I ain't finna talk about this. I can't hear you.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Yeah. Cut their mic. Hold on for 1 second. We got several more numbers that are going. Open up their mic here, too. 5244, your mic is open.
Yeah, they got them.
Go ahead, 5244, your mic is open.
Hey.
You know what?
Yeah.
670. Your mic is open.
Wow,
you know,
man.
What's up?
Somebody is on.
Friday night, I'll try there, but I don't think he wants to do that.
Okay. So what other bikes are you all bringing down besides the cocaine bike?
We'll have a Sinister, Cadillac, cocaine. We're going to have a stock seat chassis, nitrous street tire, like 67 inches, 68 inches. And I'm going to try to bring a couple more. I don't know if Runt is going to be finished, though.
Yeah. Well, that's the only race you got locked up or lined up, or you?
Yeah. I talked to Rich, and if the train is there, we're gonna try to do our tiebreaker.
Hey, tackle box.
Yeah.
Rico just said it ain't gonna be there.
Do what now?
Rico just said it ain't gonna be there a minute ago.
Oh, okay. Well, we can do it another time. That ain't no big deal. But I'm sure we're going to run Airtime Camp back with Cadillac. And we're going to rerun Moonshine. So, I mean, we got some races. But that's CC's the only one we got locked up.
Okay.
Is Alex still on here?
Yeah, I think he's had a hung up.
0645.
Yep.
Okay.
That's the thing with us, and y'all all know that. We ain't with all the bullshit. We ain't with all the hooping and hollering and all that silly, unnecessary. We either going to race or we're not.
Yeah, we're going.
We didn't bring them to look at them.
We damn sure going to race.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get it on. I'm going to make you fire, Ray Lee.
Nah, I doubt that one.
Hey, he claimed that he was going to make C5 make Super 4.
Yeah,
I got my ass
in line.
That's his line.
Yeah,
I would have stopped using that one.
Hey, Eddie, y'all pretty much got it straightened out. I think we pretty much, man. We just ran into a few problems with that damn, we put that CO2 shit on there. And, but when I ran the boys at Rockingham, they hadn't did my CO2, so we took a Speedies and put it on there, and the motherfucker didn't have shit in it when I ran them boys at Rockingham.
Yeah. Damn,
bike just crazy. Yeah, but you know. Yeah.
Shit happens, though.
Yeah, it happened, but I hate to lose like that. And then, you know what I'm saying, because we didn't heat the bottle up or nothing and shit. As soon as he left, pressure dropped up on the 700, shit, it just went rich as hell. But,
you gave him a gift. That's all. Later fight another day. I'm sure they'll do it again.
Oh, yeah. Shit, I tried to get them running back. They wouldn't run it back. I've been online trying to get them running. Saturday done a bit. They ain't trying to run. But, I'm gonna fuck tackle box them up and CC. Then I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna go ahead and fuck Fonz up. I'm tired of him fucking with me.
I don't think CC's gonna run you.
You don't think he's gonna run me?
Nope.
He said locking him up. But probably when you get to the track Friday night, it'll be something.
Yeah, it'll be something. Nah, I ain't been out. Yeah, he's something else. So,
y'all all ganging up against me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure Tackle Box, they're going to let me get across their ass.
Yeah.
I like it when you talk dirty to me, Eddie.
I know that right. That ain't a half.
It gets worse.
Yes, sir. It gets worse. Track day. I'm coming. Last race of the year.
Yep.
All in.
Sure. Well, I'll see y'all cats out there, man. I'm ready to play Xbox.
All right.
Guys, we got about two more minutes, too, left in the program. So, in the last words, anybody got to say?
I really got on here to talk shit to CeCe, but hell, Millie Vanilli bounced out. He had the show he had to do.
Yeah, somebody went away from here. She shook him up. But when y'all want to lock this thing, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Tackle Box.
Yes, sir.
When you want me to call you?
Just as soon as we get off here. I'm just working on these bodies.
Okay, I'll give you a call here.
All right.
I'm going to go ahead and sign off. I'll give you a call here in a minute.
All right, that works.
All right.
Okay, guys, well, I guess that's going to conclude the end for tonight. Wish everybody luck for this upcoming weekend and following weekend as well.
No,
I may just pop up, man. I don't know yet. Kind of got me wanting to see all these grudge races. With that being said, I guess we will meet next Wednesday, man, at 7 o'clock. Everybody have a nice night.
All right, Chris.
Okay, man.